Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 559. It's the 15th of August, 2016. On the podcast today, I have Brian McMaster. It's a good name, that, isn't it? Executive Chairman of Harvest Minerals, HMI, discusses the recent scoping study, and which saw the share price rocket off the back of that. And we chat about that. And he also gives us three reasons why you should add this company to your Vox Markets watchlist. And I concur. They're on my watchlist. And a very interesting project with lots of assets there. This is just one asset of what we talk about. And by the way, Harvest Minerals is one of only two companies that are featured in the number one spot of the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website. And the other one was Sound Energy. Look at the share price of that. I mentioned that to Brian, by the way. Also on the podcast, Malky, Oil and Gas Sector Authority, talks about Khan Energy and Park Mead Group, PMG. Worth listening to that. And I have top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. It's all changed from Friday, I got to say. And today's suggested stock for your watch list is suggested by, I've lost the name here, but it's Vela Technologies, V-E-L-A. I'll read out the reasons why that's been suggested in a few minutes' time.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin
Waite. And joining me on the podcast right now is Brian McMaster, Executive Chairman of Harvest Minerals. That's ticker code HMI. Brian, thank you for coming back on.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Yeah, and last time I spoke to you, I think you were in a different country, I think. But today you're in this country, and you're probably woken up and thinking, am I in London? Because the sun is shining. It can't be right. But yes, you are in London. The sun is shining, Brian. It's unusual. So it's nice to have you in the country there. Now, Brian, I know a bit about the stock and the company. I've been following you for a while. And like I just mentioned before we hit record here, you are one of only two companies that have been most followed on the Vox Markets website 2 days on a trot. So there's quite a few people, you know, investors on Vox who know about you. But people who don't know, Brian, can you give us like a summary as to what Harvest Minerals is all about?
Sure can. Harvest is an AIM-listed mining company which is focused on some fertiliser assets it has in Brazil. Brazil is one of the largest consumers of fertiliser in the world, and it has a very small domestic fertiliser market. So it's quite unique to be able to have a fertiliser product that's generated in Brazil. We're situated right in the middle of the agricultural belt, so we're right where the farmers are and where they need their product to be. And we have some very exciting news out at the moment regarding a scoping study that's just been released around one of our projects, which has some outstanding economics.
Okay, well, let's go into that, because that, on the release of that, the share price took off pretty much, so it's obviously, it was well received. And so let's go through some of that. So it's basically a scoping study for the Arapua Fertilizer Project. Take us through some of the details there, the highlights, Brian, please.
Well, the highlights really are that we've got what is known as the multi-nutrient direct application fertiliser. That's a fancy way of saying we have very nutrient-rich soil at surface. So in order for us to extract this nutrient-rich soil, we just need to dig a hole, literally. We don't need to do any fancy mining. There's no underground works. There's no major infrastructure or any of those sorts of things. It's literally a quarry-type operation. So you can see from the announcement we put out, the CapEx bill is expected to be very low. We can actually get that amount to be lower through contract mining, which is what we will do. And our operating costs are also very low because the process is just so simple. It literally is a dig, a small crush, and then put it in the back of a truck and deliver it.
Wow, yeah. Now, I know, you know, not a lot about mining, but I know certain things, and that's the asset has to be good. The cheaper it is, or the closer to surface it is, better. Also, the accessibility or the location of that asset, the closer it is to, you know, the people who want to buy it, the better. And like you said, you are in an ideal location. Now, as far as cost, you said there, is it $800,000 US CapEx?
The CapEx bill, according to the scoping study, is $800,000. That assumes that we buy our own equipment. If we were to contract mine, which is what we will do initially, the bill is estimated to be more like $350,000. Of course, that puts the OPEX costs up a little bit, but not much. And at the moment, the scoping study is reporting them to be $7 a tonne. which is an all-in cost, and that's, you know, very, very cheap. You can see from the announcement that we've put a range of potential sale values between 50 and 120. The reason we used such a wide range was to show the robustness of the project. We also refer in the announcement to prices of $50 to $60 a tonne, which is what we expect the product will sell for. So if, for example, you have $50 a tonne sale price, $7 a tonne costs, it doesn't take a genius to work out we're making a lot of profit.
Yeah, yeah. And so you got what your NPV is what on that, please, Brian?
It's crazy, really. I mean, I think at the $50 range of the NPV is about 20 million bucks. The IRRs are in the hundreds of percent. It really is just, you know, quite a unique set of economics, particularly in this market and for such a small outlay. It's also interesting to know that we have already got all of the money that we need to put this project into production.
Yeah, yeah. And this is not your only asset, is it?
No, it's not the only asset. I mean, in addition to this, we've been doing some evaluation work on other very similar assets. Also in Brazil, we reported a couple of months ago on a project called Mandacaru, which is in the north of the country, which is a similar type of project, but it's one for the future. We won't get to that in the near term. Additionally, we're evaluating other similar projects to this, and hopefully we'll have some news around that coming shortly. But we've also got two potash assets in the north of the country, which sit either side of the only producing potash mine in Brazil, in the only known potash basin in Brazil. So that's a little bit of a longer-term project, but it's a very, very interesting and strategic asset for the country.
Yeah, so timeline-wise, I mean, is it the Arapa fertilizer project? That's first and foremost, is it?
That's first and foremost, and it's going to happen very quickly. We expect to be mining there next quarter, and revenue to follow very quickly thereafter. I mean, the mining, the setup time, and the actual extraction time for this project is recorded in weeks. It's not a very long lead time at all. So we think things will change dramatically for harvest over the coming months.
Okay, and what's the sort of next bit of news, you know, milestone bit of news that we, you know, investors and people who follow you can expect?
Well, we expect there will be some, you know, quite a lot of news coming out over the next month. There's still a lot of things that we need to report the detail on, which are, you know, relating to exact, you know, timing around when we're going to production, who we're selling the product to and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the scoping study talks in a headline sense, and over the next few months we expect to fill out all that detail. And so it's all looking very good.
Excellent stuff. All right, Brian, listen, I think that's enough for people to go on. And if they're not convinced, to hit that follow button. Could you give us three reasons in a summary, three bullet points as to why they should hit follow on Harvest Minerals?
Well, I think, you know, as we discussed, you've asked me that once before, and I'll why. And those reasons are, first and foremost, we have the right commodity in the right place at the right time, and they really are the key ingredients to any successful project. We also have an established management team who has a track record of success, but not only building mines, but also operating in Brazil, which again is, you know, very important. And thirdly, even despite the run the shares have had over the last few weeks, you know, I fundamentally believe the stock is very, very cheap, and it's, you know, an incredibly cheap entry point to a very interesting part of the spectrum.
Yeah. Okay. So I can see that at the moment you're still sort of sub 9 million market cap. You know. So ideally, Brian, I mean, looking 5 years on the line, where do you want to be here with Harvest Minerals?
Well, I think, you know, the plan for the next, you know, 2 to 5 years will be that we will have in Brazil and probably in South America more broadly, we'll have, you know, a number of operations such as the Arapura one that we're talking about today, highly profitable, highly simple operations to run, and that's a realistic expectation, we believe. And you know, we also would like at that stage to be deep into development of the potash assets in the north.
Marvellous, Brian. Lovely to chat to you. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the not too distant future when there's more news out. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Wells.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Oil and Gas Sector Authority, Malky. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Justin. How you doing?
I'm all right. Not too bad. You know, the market started up possibly. The sun's in the sky. What can go wrong, Malky, eh?
It's not looking so bad, is it? Even the bucket list is turning more positive.
Yeah, exactly. So what stocks are we looking at today, Malky?
I'm going to have a look at three stocks, but briefly, I'm going to have a look at Cairn and Far.
Okay.
Before Cairn, it's all sorts of things coming up here, but Cairn have got their results tomorrow, and the word is that they may well increase their booked assets in a Senegal fine, and Far are in that as well. Since we last spoke about these stocks, Conoco have exited the process and have sold their stake to Woodside. A lot of people are running around thinking that although Cairn probably wouldn't, they both got potential to buy that stake 30 days. I'm pretty sure Cairn won't, but Thar are definitely trying to raise the money to be able to either get a backer or get some money in to do that. So we may not hear from that for another few days, but either way, I'm expecting the Cairn to probably book up their booked assets for the Senegal stake in their figures tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So what's its base on that one?
Yeah.
The other stock I want to talk about is called Parkmead, PMG.
Yeah.
It's in the blog, and it was one of those ones where a number of people thought that it might not be justified. It's a North Sea player. It's run by a guy called Tom Cross, who's had success in this area before. I happen to believe that he's doing the right thing, and last week he proved that he's no slouch by picking up quite a bunch of assets in acreage in which he is already an owner, and therefore going up to 100%. From Atlantic, who are exiting the North Sea anyway. So he has very cheaply added to existing portfolio and increased his contingent resources by 39%. But I think that this means good news for Parkmead, and I think if you look at the chart, it's had a poor old run so far this year, but the news in the last few days has picked up quite nicely.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart right now. I say it dipped back at the start of the year, pretty much in December, to around about 40 pence, bounced up to almost to 70, came back down to 40, and it's starting to rise again. Is it 54? So yeah. Maybe that low there, 40, maybe holding, you know?
I think it might, to be honest. And it's not a bad stock, and Cross Tom, as he's called in the industry, knows what he's doing, and he's got finance. He's also got quite an interesting position, a gas position in the Diemen field in Holland, and that is low-cost gas production, and it gives him quite good cash in to pay some of the bills. So, you know, I think that if people haven't looked at it before, it's maybe worth a look at. It's not the most well-known stock in the North Sea or in the oil sector by any means, but I think it's been overlooked, Justin.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Right now, I've just added it to my watch list on Vox, because I'm not that aware of them, and I'll do some further research, just because essentially what you said there, and the chart looks very interesting, so I'm definitely going to put that on the watch list, and cool. Anything else, Malky?
That's all for the time being, Justin, but I'm sure by the time next week comes around, we'll have some, or I may well have some news from Pantheon, a big favourite with your listeners. I'm expecting a result any minute now from their well in Texas.
Marvellous. Well, Malky, have a nice week. Speak next week.
Look forward to it, Justin. And you.
Okay, the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours are as follows. At five, New Entry, Highland Natural Resources, HNR. At four, Andalas Energy and Power, ADL. RNS out today, but the chairman's blog. At three, Ithaca Energy at results out today. IAE. At two, we talked about it on the weekend podcast, it's EVRH Olins, and that's Olins. I don't know why I dropped the H there, but it's EVRH. And if you think virtual reality is going to be a big thing, worth putting this on your watch list. And at number one, a very popular stock, CloudTac, CTAG. All right, today's suggested one for your watch list is Vela Technologies, V-E-L-A. What does the company do? They're an investment company that aims to capitalize upon technological and scientific advancements in the post-viability testing stages of their development. How many shares does the company have an issue? 721 million. Current market price, market cap and share price is 0.17 pence, 1.2 market cap. What revenue and profit loss does the company generate? 4,000 revenue. This is half year results. £92,000 loss. How much cash or debt does the company have? £138,000 in cash half year. There's three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, at their half year results, the combined asset and cash were valued at £1.46 million, or 32% above current market cap of the company. For the company to trade at asset value, the share price could be 0.25 pence. Two, investments in companies such as Porter and BTL Group are beginning to grow exceptionally fast, and at the current price level, no growth value is priced in on these investments. And three, investments such as Stream TV are moving into public sales, meaning the investment will soon be revenue generating, and thus, hopefully in brackets, revenue generating for Vela Technologies. So that's Vela, V-E-L-A, one for your watch list. Very interesting company then, small market cap. So, you know, they invest in a lot of companies. So obviously, all they need is one of those companies to do very well, and you may see the share price head northwards. Having said that, this is not advice to invest. This is just advice to put them on your watch list and do further research. Thank you for listening to the podcast. There's more tomorrow. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.